Hello and welcome to Pop Puzzle Trivia. I'm your host, James Lampkin. Thank you for tuning in. Whether it's your first time or you're a mastermind, we'll be testing your knowledge of popular music across 3 rounds and 15 questions. You can take on this challenge by yourself or get competitive with some others. Our 3 rounds today will be hits of the 2010s, multicolored music, and Who's Talking? For those keeping score, the maximum number of points available this episode is 15. Feel free to pause throughout if you need to give yourself more time to think. As per usual, we'll go through all the answers at the end of the episode. Get ready and good luck.
Round 1.
In round 1 today, we're going back to the not too distant past. It's all about the hits of the 2010s. There's 1 point up for grabs for each correct answer. Let's get straight into it. Question 1. Which 2013 hit by Katy Perry had a music video set in ancient Egypt? Question 2. Kill This Love was a 2019 hit for which K-pop group with a colourful name? Question 3. Do I Wanna Know and I Wanna Be Yours were 2013 hits for which British band with a chilly name? Question 4. Benny Blanco's 2018 hit East Side features vocals from Khalid and which pop star? Question 5. Young, Wild and Free was a hit collaboration in 2011 between Snoop Dogg, Wiz Khalifa and which Hawaiian singer? That's it for round 1.
Round 2.
Round 2 today is multicolored music. You're going to receive clues about 5 hit songs, all of which mention a color in their title. For example, a song might be called The Deepest Blue or The Scarlet Letter. There is 1 point for each song title you can correctly guess. Here we go. Question 6. A 1997 hit by Will Smith that supported a film by the same name. Question 7. A 1973 song and album by Elton John, which makes reference to The Wizard of Oz. Question 8. The 2022 breakthrough hit for country singer Zach Bryan. Question 9. An environmentally conscious 1970 hit by Joni Mitchell, later covered by Counting Crows and Vanessa Carlton. Question 10. A 1971 single by The Who, covered in 2003 by Limp Bizkit and referring to a body part. That's it for round 2. Get ready for the final round.
Round 3.
Round 3 is Who's Talking? In this round, you're going to hear short snippets of interviews with music stars. You can get 1 point by correctly identifying the person speaking. Listen carefully for little hints about who they are. Maybe they mention a song title, or they have a particular accent. And feel free to play it more than once if you need to. Here we go. Question 11.
It's hard, you know, it's hard. I'm really lucky because I had the amazing luck to be in a duet with a man so he could talk and get us there and then go to a established big-time rock and roll band like Fleetwood Mac and just be in it all of a sudden. I mean, my life changed. The first concert, the next day, my life changed.
Question 12.
I started my musical education at the age of 4 in kindergarten is when I started music class. I went back to my old elementary school on March 21st when I was in Victoria for my show and for those honors I got at Centennial Square. I went to my music classroom, but the music class was there and I just looked at the room and went, wow, this is where it all started. And then I went on to learn choir, ukulele, trombone, jazz band, concert band, all free of charge.
Question 13.
Well, you know, crossing over from group to solo artist and having my first number one album, that was a massive step for me. I was very nervous about that move and didn't know what to expect. And I guess then a lot of people kind of, you know, a lot of artists anyway say that their second album is the greatest challenge. So maybe then, you know, achieving that again with a second album to stay around and still be here, longevity, I guess that's probably the greatest achievement so far.
Question 14.
Yeah, it's coming out here. It's called Sunny with a Chance. And it's nice because actually my single ties into the show too. So the song is actually called La La Land and it's about me kind of like not wanting to fit into the Hollywood mold, you know?
Question 15.
And that line was sort of, it was completely improv, and originally I didn't think that was actually going to be the name of the song. And it's become this weird stigma that follows me everywhere. Literally, people on the street are like, hey, bringing sexy back. It's just a weird thing.
That is all our rounds complete. We'll be right back after this break to tell you all of the answers. And welcome back. It's time for the answers that you have been waiting for, starting with round one, the hits of the 2010s. Question one, Dark Horse. The music video was the first ever by a female to reach 1 billion views on YouTube and remains one of the most watched music videos of all time. Question two, Blackpink had a hit with Kill This Love. Question 3. Arctic Monkeys were behind the hits Do I Wanna Know and I Wanna Be Yours. Question 4. Halsey sang on East Side. The track went a whopping 11 times platinum in Australia and 6 times platinum in the USA. Question 5. Bruno Mars sang the chorus on Young, Wild and Free. Continuing on to round 2, Multicolored Music, We were looking for hit songs that featured a colour somewhere in their title, and here they are. Question 6. Men in Black by Will Smith. Question 7. Goodbye Yellow Brick Road by Elton John. Question 8. Something in the Orange by Zach Bryan. Question 9. Big Yellow Taxi by Joni Mitchell. And finally, question 10. Behind Blue Eyes by The Who or Limp Bizkit. For our final round today, you were trying to guess which music star was talking in the interview snippets. Here are the answers. Question 11. Stevie Nicks discussing the growth of women in rock in the mid-80s. Question 12. That was Nelly Furtado discussing her introduction to music and the music programs that are available in Canada. Question 13 was Ronan Keating talking about his success after going solo in the early 2000s. Question 14 was Demi Lovato discussing her new TV show and single in 2009. And finally, question 15, that was Justin Timberlake discussing the aftermath of his hit single Sexy Back. How did you score today? Remember, the maximum total points available for this episode was 15. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. If you did, please be sure to subscribe or follow the podcast. You can also support the show by leaving us a lovely review on Spotify, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. It helps others to discover and enjoy this content. This episode was written, produced, and edited by James Lampkin. That's me. We hope to see you again soon for another round of trivia.